Spring is here, and you can now get almost anything you need for your sunny days delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? Well, you can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get a chicken parmesan delivered. A cabana? That's a no. But a banana? That's a yes. A nice tan? Sorry. Nope. But a box fan? Happily, yes. A day of sunshine? No. A box of fine wines? Yes. Uber Eats can definitely get you that. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. Product availability may vary by region. See app for details.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with The Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coach Unplugged. Before we jump into today's podcast, I'd like to give a big shout out to our sponsors, Dr. Dish. Mention Coach Unplugged, and they'll give you $350 off. Also, if you're looking to take your basketball program, if you're looking to take your team to the next level, if you're looking to become a state-ranked team, a regionally ranked team, a nationally ranked team, like some of my teams have been, come over and join teachhoops.com. Let my 30 years plus of experience help you through the process of coaching. It will take care of everything you need. It will give you a roadmap to walk you through. And if you're an inexperienced coach, it's got what you need. If you're an experienced coach and you just need some resources and mentors and other coaches, it's got that too. So go over and check it out. Let's head off to the podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the podcast today. I'm going to talk. I'm going to do one of Coach Collins' brain dumps again, which I always think, hopefully you find them relatively entertaining. I'm going to talk about a couple things. So if I look for the people that are watching me on YouTube and stuff like that, if I look up, it's just because I'm gathering a few of my notes and some of those things that just make it a little bit easier. So if I look over to the side or I look up, it's that sole reason that I'm just kind of looking at my notes. But anyway, you don't care. People that are listening go, why are you talking about that? Anyway, so the first thing I'm going to talk about is the Starbucks model. And this leads into a couple things that I think are important to think about and kind of deep dive into. We all know that a quiet gym is a losing gym, and that if a gym isn't communicating and doing those kind of things, it's not going to be successful. Well, here's how Starbucks trains their baristas. And I find this, I don't remember where I heard this, but I find it very intriguing that for the first 2 weeks, they don't teach them how to do specific things. And this is where the small side game stuff comes in, but they don't teach them. They don't teach them how to make a vanilla mocha latte, blah, 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 whatever, twirl, swirl, double shot, whatever it is, for 2 weeks. They do it for a couple reasons. And I think there can be a relationship between that and what we do at practice and things like that. They do it so they have to ask. Right? They have to get help. They have to be taught. They have to learn through experimentation in some respects, but as much as getting to know the people they're working with, communicating with them. So that's the first thing. The second thing is after 2 weeks, and they'll learn that making mistakes is okay, but after 2 weeks, they'll train them. So Starbucks is smart in the sense that they're not wasting time training someone that's not going to be around either, because my guess is after those 2 weeks, the people that actually stick around and actually learn to communicate and be a team, quote unquote, team player, that the financial output that Starbucks has to put into training there's probably a greater output for that for them. So if you think about that, that really makes a lot of sense in terms of kind of how you kind of tackle it and how you can kind of think about the Starbucks model in relation to how you set up practice and how you do things. You know, are you letting them make mistakes? Are you letting them learn from those things? You know, that's the best coaches talk less.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Okay. A quiet gym is a losing gym. But I bet a losing gym is a noisy gym if the voice is the coach. So just some things to think about there in terms of that. The second thing I want to talk about is kind of the championship culture and things that kind of go, you know, it's one of those lingo words that kind of go into everything, and everyone kind of talks about, you know, championship culture. And so your culture is built day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year. And it's about building relationships. Relationships help you solve problems rather than create problems. If you enjoy what you're doing right now, it's amazing what builds from that. So if you can teach them that, enjoying the moment, learning to empower others, learning to, like I've said this, if you listen to the podcast, leaders not only worry about themselves, but others. So I think it's important to think about, you know, what we do on a day-to-day basis, great attention and great communication on each individual task and each individual day will help you accomplish more. So let me say that: great attention and great communication on each practice, on each individual day, will give you amazing things as far as kind of where you're going. Empowering the players. The highest form of leadership is the one that's on the court. And teaching them is why we wouldn't want to teach our leaders to own what we are doing. We want them to embrace the grind, you know, embrace what you're doing every day. So player actions are greater than words, but words are important. Actions are greater than words, but words are important. So how you treat people and how you, you know, there's this viral video going around now about this kid that was cleaning up paper cups after a game. You know, his actions speak louder than his words. And my grandma used to say that all the time. So I think that it goes into, you know, the master of how do you teach culture? How do you teach those things? You need to teach leaders on your own team. You know, we need repetition. We need communication. We need to be open for change. You know, leadership must be displayed on a regular basis. You can lead those that think like you and those who don't. You can lead everyone. It's about building that specific thing. You know, there's great books that dive into it much more, much deeper than me. But I think your culture is kind of your, in a generic way, is kind of your pillars, is your family, is how kind of things work. You know, I believe that it's important to talk to players, not only, and I've heard this, I've said this in the podcast, not only prior to practice on an informal basis, but during the day, during the summer, off season. It always warms that communication with you. And I always like to try to find something early in practice where they're communicating. You know, if it's a closeout drill, if it's a dribble, whatever it is where they have to communicate, and spend some time, I think that's an important aspect. So again, hopefully these Coach Collins brain dumps are helpful for you moving forward. Hey, everybody. Hope you enjoyed that. If you want to hear more of these, go over and join teachhoops.com. 14-day free trial allows us to do this, and then subscribe, like, jump up and down, do whatever you got to do. Tell us what you want to hear in the future, steve@teachhoops.com. All right. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.